This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to Money Control. I'm your host Kirtana and you're listening to TechMate, our podcast on the latest developments in the world of technology. Now, every once in a while, a new app comes to the forefront and enjoys all the attention. Presently, all our eyes, or should I say faces, are in front of Face App, an AI face editor that determines how you could look when you are old, younger, or even of a different gender. But this app has raised concerns over privacy. To find out the truth and help you understand what you should be doing, we have a former ethical hacker and founder of Security Brigade InfoSec, Yash Kadakia. Welcome to the show, Yash.
Yep, thanks so much for having me.
So let's begin with the privacy concerns being raised over FaceApp. Are they totally valid?
Absolutely. So to one part, these are the same concerns that have been raised over the years for Facebook and WhatsApp and Instagram and everybody else, right? But on the other hand of it, what's more alarming here is that the FaceApp company is owned by a small Russian software agency that's actually has been flagged by the FBI as well as being part of a larger government conspiracy. But that apart, the privacy policy and the terms and conditions of use that they've published are extremely draconian. They don't fit into any fair use standards. They basically own everything and you have very little room for recourse. They don't even currently actually comply with GDPR as well, where European citizens are supposed to have the right to destroy their data. So under these circumstances, of course, it's a greater red flag. And what you have to also consider is in the last couple of years, right? 5 years ago, if you asked me, does somebody having your photo raise a privacy concern? I mean, yes, kind of, but it wouldn't have been a big flag. But a couple of months ago, we saw the deep fake video for Mark Zuckerberg come out where they were, you know, they had Mark Zuckerberg talking about how Facebook doesn't care about privacy and it looked completely real and it sounded completely real. In the last month or so, we had the deep nude app where, you know, that had come out and that massive controversy had taken place. And you now have iPhone or Windows laptops that use your face as authentication as well, right? You pop your face in front of the phone or the laptop and you're logged in. So under these circumstances, I think it's a much greater flag, much greater risk, and therefore there is a very legitimate privacy concern, yeah.
Okay. Actually, this is news to me that they were convicted already by the FBI. What was this about?
Not convicted, but so they're located in the same, their office is based in this Kolkovo Foundation, which has actually officially been flagged by the FBI as a foundation that's working with the Russian government to access sensitive and critical classified research and figure out technology that can be used for both commercial and military purposes. So they're a little bit in the gray area, the actual origin of the organization.
Oh, okay. So now let me read out a part of the terms and conditions that people have agreed to while signing up for FaceApp. I'll try to do it in one breath. You grant FaceApp a perpetual, irrevocable license to use, reproduce, modify, publish, distribute publicly and display your user content in all media formats without compensation to you. This seems quite scary and it sure raises red flags over privacy concerns.
Absolutely. This is what I was referring to, right? This is the big red flag. So somebody like Facebook probably, I mean, I say probably again, but probably couldn't get away with this sort of a privacy policy. They prefer to, you know, chip away at your privacy in small incremental steps. But this is the really scary part, right? I mean, again, I'm not a lawyer, so I don't really know how enforceable this particular statement is. But assuming that it is, then there's just so many potential abuse scenarios that come up here, right? There could be fake videos of you popping online that look completely real, talking about politics or talking about religion or something else. I mean, India anyway is a country where, you know, we had the entire Tanmay Bhatt case where a video popping online can result in massive news headlines and massive controversy. And when you grant somebody this sort of permission to do whatever they want with your likeness, it's a massive, massive, massive potential for abuse that we're granting to them here.
Okay. And you also said that it violates GDPR, right? So how does it violate it?
So GDPR, GDPR is defined that there are certain certain process that must be readily available to the user, right? So any European user that wants to destroy his data, so I've installed the app, I've accepted the terms, but now I regret it and I want to get rid of it. They should have a very easy process. They should have a data controller they can reach out to and inform and say, hey, I don't want to use this anymore. Or they should have an option within the app to destroy all of their data. Currently, I believe that's not available in FaceApp. So there is no way for you to actually notify them or ask them to delete your data, which would be against GDPR norms already.
Okay, that does sound very scary. But do you think that the government should come up with clauses for such app developers in India?
So I don't think the problem is limited to app developers. And I mean, for me personally, I don't think it's a great idea for the government to get involved on an app-to-app level. As in, we had this massive debacle with TikTok a couple of months ago. And you know, if you remember, 10 years ago, probably with BlackBerry encryption as well. I think what we need to focus on is the Privacy Act. So the government of India has drafted a personal data protection bill that's supposed to be tabled anytime now, but I don't think it's been done yet. So we need to focus on those sort of fundamental privacy laws, right? So from what I have read and what I've understood of the Personal Data Protection Bill, it's very much like GDPR, where they start talking about, you know, how data has to be protected and how what are the rights of the user when they consent to such things that are fundamental rights that you would have as a user, right? And that's where we really need to focus on how do we get those bills acted out and how do we get enough support in Parliament, because you saw recently with the data localization issue as well, where the government is trying to get Facebook and these sort of people to start locating data in India. We had massive global pushback from tech companies. I think Trump was involved there as well, where he tweeted out a whole bunch of things against data localization. So those are the fundamental issues that we need to focus on, as opposed to, you know, going into TikTok or going into any particular set of apps and what they can and cannot do.
Okay. And in the process, the IT Act will also be revisited, right?
The IT Act, I believe, I mean, they do keep amending it. I mean, they have amended it a couple of times since, and they try to keep adding new things. But I think the Privacy Act is what's really going to cover the kind of violation that we're seeing with the Face app right now. That's anyway, it's very close to being tabled. I don't know if it'll, I mean, the question is, of course, whether it will pass or not. And if it does, when the implementation will actually take place, that's going to be the primary concern. So, to take a step back here, right? So the problem is not with these apps like FaceApp, but the in India specifically, we have a fundamental disregard for privacy, right? So whether you think about the standard registers that are kept outside every single office, where everybody just puts all their information down, pen and paper, open to the world, or you think about something like insurance, right? Second, your car insurance is due, you get called from 10 different insurance agencies who all know that your insurance is due, who all know which make and model you have, who all know all of your information and can call out to you and try to get you to renew with them. So irrelevant of the segment, I mean, the sector, or whether it's an app or whether it's core business in India, we have a very strong disregard for privacy right now. And only when this sort of personal data bills come out and only when they're strongly enforced, with fines, with punishments in case of breaches or violations, are we really going to see anything change in this regard?
So what do you suggest for users? How should they stay away from these apps? And how do they deal with such apps in the future?
So it might sound a little bit bleak, but there really isn't a lot that the user can do besides for being aware right now, right? So, I mean, you could take users and sit them down in front of a 2-hour talk about privacy on your phone, and then the second Snapchat or Instagram releases a new filter or something, you know, something that looks interesting, everybody's going to line up to give their data away. And I mean, if you talk to anybody in cybersecurity, right, getting the user to not give away all the information is absolutely the single biggest challenge that every single company in India struggles with. At the same time, as we mature more, users are going to start understanding that, you know, I mean, if you look at the FaceApp application in this case, you're not just giving them access to a single photo, you're giving them access to your entire photo library. And that's a difference that's very important for the user to understand. So what we also need here is, as part of the Privacy Act or as part of the IT Act or wherever it fits in, we need governments to also make labeling laws very clear, right? So the user should be told in very clear, plain text what's going to happen with their data, what permissions are they granting away, as opposed to these terms and conditions that most users can't really understand. But as a user, I think the best advice is to, you know, sort of use common sense. If you're giving away or you're giving access to your phone library or you're giving access to your Facebook or something of that sort, you have to think about the implications of that. It's not just really a click, or, you know, there are serious long-term implications that will happen here. and that we're already seeing happen right now.
Okay, let's hope that users do get some awareness through this podcast. Thank you so much for your insights, Yash.
Absolutely. Thanks so much.
That's a wrap on this episode. If you have any other questions that we can cover or any feedback, you can mail us at mcpodcast@nw18.com. That's mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views, and updates, stay logged on to Money Control. Thanks for listening.